Previously on Pretty Little Liars. Dr. Sullivan, she's not here.
Looks like she didn't come home last night either.
I walked Toby outside, and when I came back inside, it was here.
We have 5 hours to obey our Chucky dolls. When my dad came back to Rosewood, he hooked up with my mom. Is this true?
I thought we felt the same way about each other.
You deserve to be with somebody who can be honest with you, so I'm sorry.
What do you want?
I think you need to leave Hollis.
What are you and Noel Kahn talking about today?
The English teacher, the one that you think is so great, is having a thing with one of the students.
Arya, have you heard anything about this?
I'm not leaving Hollis, but you are leaving Ezra.
If Spencer's parents find out about this, they will ruin you.
I've done everything you've asked me to do.
It's your set of latitude longitude coordinates.
Dr. Sullivan!
Evidence doesn't lie. We've known all along what the murder weapon was. Tonight we caught you with it.
I wish I could see those bitches right now.
It's over, Jenna. There's nothing left that can link us to that night.
She deserved to die like that.
Your mom is not a big shot lawyer getting you and your pals community service for tampering with evidence.
But you said they killed somebody.
That's what the cops think. Cops can't prove it.
Cops are stupid.
We didn't do anything.
Don't talk to them.
Talk to anybody I want to.
No, I won't.
And who's going to stop me?
Both of you, just shut up. I don't want to hear it anymore.
Did you at least think about my idea?
Bad idea when they arrested us. It's a bad idea now.
We finally have something solid. Why won't you use it?
Because you can't make a deal with a rattlesnake.
You can if you have something the rattlesnake wants.
Can we stop talking about snakes?
Listen to me. We're not going to be making any kind of a deal with A. That's final. Maybe for you. The rest of us don't have lawyers for parents.
Meaning what?
Meaning your mom may have gotten us a deal. But if they ever figure out a way to charge us for killing Allie, she'll throw the rest of us under the bus to save you. And you butter.
To be civil to her?
I am civil.
Hannah, when you and Emily walk into the same room, the smoke alarms go off. If Emily's parents had taken her back to Texas, the plea bargain would have fallen apart. You might have gone to jail. Look, whatever it is that happened between the two of you,
have you talked to Dad since the big event?
Yes.
It still seems bad when he talks to me.
Because he's angry. He's angry. Isabel's angry. I'm still trying to figure out why you did what you did.
I had to stop it.
You stopped the wedding, but you didn't stop the marriage. Went back to Baltimore, got married anyway.
Yeah, in some court in Justice's office. Well, at least Creepy Kate didn't get to show off at the reception.
Good morning.
Good morning, Emily.
So how does it feel to be done with community service?
Almost done. But there was a problem in the park. Spencer and I have to do an extra 2 weeks.
Maybe then things can get back to normal for all of you?
I don't really know what normal is anymore.
Having you and Hannah under the same roof, I know how hard this has been for both of you. I hate to see the four of you drifting apart. I was really hoping there'd be some kind of thaw by now.
I don't think that's something Hannah and the other girls want.
Tax is for you.
Do you like this guy?
He's okay. I mean, he's really old, but he's not a jerk. He doesn't make those listening noises like my first therapist. Dialed down my meds, and he doesn't look at me like I'm a bobblehead the way I catch Bob in bed sometimes.
Jake, I do not look at you like you're a bobblehead.
Really? I still catch them looking. And you too.
Well, he just seems to be okay.
Well, it's tough to do with people waiting for you to turn into a zombie or something.
That's funny. I always thought he was more of a werewolf type.
Hello.
Hey, Mike. How are you?
Hi.
Haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah, I don't really get over to Hollis much anymore. I've had things to do around here. So I saw that Ivy Dunbar book that you lent me, the essays. I know that you said it's pretty rare, so you probably want that back.
Oh, no. No, it's okay. No rush. As long as I know you have it.
I do. I really like her writing.
Yeah, I know you would.
Mike, would you go... Over. Thanks. How are you?
No.
Look, I'm sorry.
Are you?
No, I can't handle it. My mom thinking that you were with Spencer, and where she hasn't told anybody. The trouble with the boys, I can't let anything bad happen to you.
Maria, something bad has happened. She won't let me see you.
Well, we gotta go.
Yeah, I gotta go too. It's great seeing you, Mike. Spitz.
Bye.
Bye.
What do you mean you're not coming? I'm here. I'm here. I'm waiting for you. I should probably go. We'll talk later.
Hey. Are you back for more driver's ed?
Actually, I was hoping to see Jenna, but she's staying home today.
You two make an interesting couple. Has anybody ever mentioned that? I mean, I liked it better when you guys were keeping it a big secret. Now, all the mystery's gone.
It was never a secret. It was private. Mm. When the time was right, we let people know.
Yeah, well, timing is everything.
You keep saying things to me like they're supposed to mean something.
No, just that it's interesting. You know, the timing of things. Like, the shovel that killed Allie turns up and all of a sudden you two are holding hands in the town square.
Look, just because two things happen at the same time, it doesn't mean they're connected.
Well, you know all about things being connected, don't you?
Again, is that supposed to mean something?
You know all about connections. Like, you're connected to Jenna and Ian and Jason. Almost like you guys were members of the same club. Hey, where is Jason anyways? I mean, nobody's seen him since the night that we were arrested. He was at the police station, and then all of a sudden he's gone. You were there that night. Do you have any ideas?
Maybe. He got tired of you and your friends, and he just went away. Like Dr. Sullivan.
All my blood levels are good. The ulcer's completely under control. I'm totally okay to swim again. No exercise restrictions.
That's really great, Emily.
I can be at practice tomorrow.
I hope we can work something out.
It's already worked out. I've got a clean bill of health. You've got it right in your hand.
It's not just about your health, Emily. Being on a team is a privilege, not a right. You know what I'm talking about, don't you?
I'm almost finished with community service.
We have to think about what it means to the team. The sort of signal it sends to the other schools if we let you back.
What exactly are you telling me?
I'm telling you it's not my call. I have to talk to the principal. I'm sorry.
This is my extra credit report on Vonnegut.
Thank you.
So it's okay?
I look forward to reading it.
Hey! Sorry.
Stop it!
I'm tired of making allowances for you guys. You're supposed to be friends. Now go sit down. Jackie, the ex, to worry about. What do you ever see in her anyway?
I have no idea.
She was like a late onset psycho.
Well, we'll take care of Jackie, but right now we just have to do what Spencer said.
Just play one dragon at a time, right?
Okay.
What can I say? You're on the side of the road for a month, and there are a lot of cell phones in the world. People take pictures.
Yeah, but why do they have to take pictures of me in an orange jumpsuit picking up beer cans?
Well, this wasn't so bad.
You looked at them?
I have to look at them if I'm going to find them and get them taken down.
Show them to me. No, no, don't show them to me. Okay, let me look. What's that?
Nothing.
Oh, God, it looks like a demented creamsicle.
It'll be down by tomorrow.
Look, you have been amazing, and I'm so, so grateful to you, but you're never going to find all these, are you?
Look on the bright side. It is the internet. You're up against talking dogs and people eating bits of sofa cushion. It's way more interesting than a pretty girl in an orange baggie.
I do not look pretty in these pictures.
You do. Sort of. In a post-apocalyptic ragtag band of survivors kind of way.
Okay, now you're just trying to make me feel better.
How's that working?
Surprisingly well.
Oh, I thought it was a good way to talk about architecture in context. I mean, people lived in these buildings. It was the real world for them.
Hey, anything that gets people reading Henry James, fine by me.
Yeah, and we could combine classes. We'll show them the RS.
Count me in.
Is everything okay? Oh, I never used to wince when my phone went off. Now I've got judges and lawyers on my speed dial. It's a different world.
How are you holding up?
One day at a time. Families get through much worse than this. Everybody's been very polite about what happened, very sympathetic, and I hate it. I know that underneath it, they're just glad it wasn't their kid that got in trouble.
I guess I know Arya well enough to believe that she would never do anything to hurt you and Ella.
No, nobody starts out to hurt anybody.
No. No, they don't.
Hey, you should come back over. We'll finish that dinner. And that scotch.
I would love it.
All right, I'll talk to Ella.
Good. Hey.
Hey.
You okay?
Yeah.
You stopped picking up yourself. I didn't want to call the house.
Well, my folks are in Philadelphia with Melissa.
Something wrong?
They wanted her to see a specialist. There's something irregular about her heart rate, so she's having tests done.
You okay out here alone?
Yeah.
You're finished with community service, right?
No. It tacked on 2 more weeks.
Why?
Because Emily and I had a fight.
What? What's going on? You're best friends.
I'm getting really tired of people telling me who my friends are.
Well, 2 weeks. Close enough.
That's beautiful.
I made it for you.
I can't take it.
Why not?
We've been over this.
I told you the night they arrested you, I'm not walking away.
Do you hear what you just said? The night that I was arrested?
I don't care.
Well, I do. Please, Toby, I do. You have to stay away from me.
I can handle your father.
This isn't about my father.
And what is it?
I don't want you handling my father. Okay, I don't want to have to look over my shoulder and find you there. What I want is for you to forget about me. If you really want to worry about somebody, why don't you worry about your sister and that cut boyfriend of hers?
Totally thinks we're not friends anymore.
They think that we have real evidence.
Okay, does it bother anybody that we don't actually have anything? We're just making it up?
Jen and Garrett don't know that.
I don't know. It just scares me that Emily's doing this alone.
No, she's not going to be alone. We'll be outside.
Yeah, but it's just the four of us.
You know, every time we ask someone for help, they end up collateral damage. Like Dr. Sullivan.
Yeah, or a traitor like Garrett.
It was so creepy to have to talk to him. But it was totally worth it to rattle the cage.
So tomorrow... And everyone that's watching is going to believe that Emily totally went rogue and that she was the box that Jason gave.
The one with the evidence. That doesn't really exist.
Are you sure that A is going to follow Emily?
Absolutely.
I'm the weakest link. And the weakest link wants some payback.
So what's the difference between a comic book and a graphic novel?
About $12.98.
Missing?
Yeah.
Follows her around like a trained monkey. It's worse when he comes to the house.
I didn't see Jenna. Is she here?
Must be in the girls' room. Still supporting the Sharks?
Just swimming against Rollins' height. Thought I'd make some noise.
Can I ask you something?
Sure.
What the hell is going on with Spencer?
You'll have to talk to her about this.
She's not talking.
I really can't help you with Spencer. Sorry.
Emily, don't you shut me up, too.
I'm not shutting you out. It's not good for any of us right now, Toby. Doing here?
I've got a very short memory. We had a deal. You were going to stay away from him?
I did stay away from him. We broke up.
He's returning a book.
Returning a book?
I saw.
I didn't
leave it. I was taking it with me.
I can show this to your father, too. Do you think I won't do what I promised?
This is your game. You picked the rules.
She said she'd destroy you. She'd go to my dad and he'd have you fired.
Well, at least I know why you broke up with me.
You know, before Jackie, I don't think I understood how dangerous was what we were doing.
Did you stop because of Jackie? Or because you were afraid?
I was afraid for you. I didn't want to see you get hurt.
I should have told your mother the truth about us at the police station.
You tried.
I should have tried harder. I saw that look in her eye, that steely, I know what you've done look, and I folded.
I know that look.
I'm not going to let Jackie destroy anything or anybody.
She means what she said.
You still trust me?
Yeah, I do.
Then there's something you and I need to do this afternoon. Hey. You're missing all the action.
Too much chlorine.
You allergic?
Intolerant. There's supposed to be a difference.
Hey, listen, I wanted to say thank you for keeping an eye on Hannah while I was away.
How's California?
Different.
And the new family?
Still sort of feel like a foreign exchange student, but I like them. And they seem to like me, so.
What's not to like? So are you going back for good?
It's complicated. I mean, my mom gave up her parental rights. I can't just change that.
Oh. So lawyers are for?
Well, I thought I would stay here and finish out the school year.
And then what?
Figure it out when I finish. But hey, if you can't put me up, I'll totally figure something out.
No, you're more than welcome to stay with me. I was just wondering how long you'd be around. So be that about the future?
Lucas, I owe you a lot, but right now you're talking like a guidance counselor.
You don't owe me anything.
What do you mean? If you hadn't talked me into coming back to town, none of this would have happened.
Yeah, that thought did occur to me.
I make plans, and I know about them.
I'm not the one that you have to keep in your plans.
Don't worry about Hannah. Okay?
last event, the last seat.
Where is Aria? We said that we were going to do this together.
Sorry. It's complicated.
So is this.
I'm here, okay?
Okay, it's every man for himself. I want the box that Jason gave Aria.
Well, you're not gonna get it.
Guys, Spencer's only looking out for herself. We have to cut a deal with...
Shut up, Emily.
Where is it?
It's safe.
Where?
Don't tell her.
It's hidden.
And it stays hidden until I want it found.
You forget. We all learned how to keep secrets from the same person. I bet I know where it is. Good luck.
Get out of here.
I wanted to clarify something. We wanted to tell you something important. I'm in love with your daughter. I love Aria.
We met before school started this year. Mike, you should go back upstairs.
I wanted you to know that this started before Aria was assigned to my class.
What started?
Wait, what do you mean before she was assigned to your class?
She wasn't my student then.
She wasn't your student then?
This can't be true.
It is. Really.
I love him.
What, this is going on? This happened while you were her teacher?
Yes.
Do you understand what you're saying?
Yes, I do.
No, I don't think you do, because if you did, you wouldn't be standing here. You wouldn't dare.
Oh, yeah, go upstairs. Take Mike with you.
No. No, I'm staying here.
This is true, what you're telling us.
It is.
No.
What I'm hoping can happen is that...
No, listen, what is going to happen is you are going to leave this house right now.
Mr. Montgomery?
End of conversation.
Dad, just Aria, no.
Byron, I am not asking you. I am telling
Dad.
You.
Maybe you should go.
And you knew about this?
I did not know about this. I thought I knew about Spencer Hastings.
Spencer?
Yes, I saw them together and... You heard the same rumors I did.
And you talked to him about Spencer?
Yes.
And he lied to your face?
Well, maybe I didn't give him a chance to tell me the truth.
Well, this is not about telling the truth. Right? This is about what he did. He's finished. The man is finished.
Well, I suppose he is.
You suppose? You were here. You heard what he said.
Of course I did.
Well, then what's left to suppose?
It's just... I realized that this happened when we came home.
That has nothing to do with this.
I'm just trying to understand what she was thinking by getting involved with a teacher.
Well, this is not about what she was thinking. This is about what he did. All right, we're talking about someone who should have known better. It shouldn't have started, but it was his responsibility to stop it.
Can I say something, please?
Of course you can.
Don't make up your minds right now. You can't figure out in one night what... I'm still trying to understand myself. I love you so much. I love him too. So please, just imagine for 1 minute that this is real, because it is. I swear that it is.
Just go to your room, Maria.
Dad. Mom.
Go upstairs.
Begin to describe how I feel about you right now. You said you could come in.
Ezra, you were making a terrible mistake. I had to do something to wake you up to what was happening.
Bad idea to wake a sleepwalker.
What happened to your lip? You told her parents. Did Professor Montgomery hit you?
No, that's what her brother brought to the party.
What did you expect was going to happen?
Go away, Jackie.
She's a teenager, and you were her teacher.
Get out. There's nothing I want from you, and I will not let you do anything to her. So get out.
Emily left 10 minutes ago. I'm almost out the door. I'm going now. Trying to think of what we're forgetting to bring. I think we're all set. I'll see you soon. Okay. Hannah, you can't go anywhere right now. Your father's on his way over. He wants to talk to us together.
Give me a hard time, that's one thing, but you can't treat Emily like that. I'm not going to let that happen.
What is going on is between Emily and me, so just please forget it.
Forget it? I'm just going to watch two people I care about just rip into each other? Right, I'm going to do that.
For everybody's sake, just stay out of it.
Stay out of what, Spencer? After everything that's happened, how can you just stand there and tell me there's something I'm not supposed to know about?
To do to make you leave me alone.
Tell me about the night you found the shovel.
I told you
what
happened.
Yeah, you said somebody tricked you into finding it, and I believe you, but ever since that night, the four of you have been acting like...
Acting like what?
Like Allie is still running things. Playing you against each other. Today's school, you sounded just like Allie when you talked to Emily. Jenna always said that you wanted to take Allie down. Replace her. I didn't think that was true until today.
It's not like that.
Then what is it like?
I can't do this. Don't ask me.
Spencer?
No, don't ask me now. Ask me after tonight.
What difference is one night gonna make?
It could change everything, but I need you to let me go. And I need you to promise that you won't follow me.
Congratulations again on getting married.
Thank you.
Well, at least now you won't have to send back all your gifts. Hannah. I'm sorry.
You're not the only one that's angry, your Hannah. There's plenty of that to go around. That's something we're going to deal with, We're going to deal with it as a family.
Which family?
Well, that's one of the things we're going to work on. Which is why I wanted to talk to you at the same time in person. I made some arrangements. We're moving back to Rosewood.
We.
Me, Isabel, Kate.
Kate's going to be in Rosewood?
Mm-hmm.
Is she going to school here?
Yes, she is.
Dad, how could you do that to me? Because he loves you. And this way he can be near you. Isn't that right?
This is not good.
Look, I'll get out somehow. Where's Hannah?
On her way, I hope.
Drop the last 4 feet, though.
Is this how you sneak out of the house?
It's been my escape route for years.
Look, Mike, what's going on with me and Ezra? It's really...
Stop. Look, I'm sorry I hit him. But when I saw Dad's face, I figured better I'd do it than him.
Listen to us. You're always listening. You know, you made a mistake, don't you? It must be driving you crazy. You're afraid we found something. Something in this box. Something about you. Do you want to know what we found? Do you want to see what you're afraid of? Nothing. We found nothing. We lied to you and you believed us. That was your mistake.
Oh! You were single, dear?
Yes! And now they're gone! We've got nothing! We've got nothing!
Was it Garrett or Jenna?
How could it be Jenna?
I couldn't tell. Well, was it a boy or a girl?
I don't know.
Any sense of Bruce?
Hannah.
What? It could be a clue.
It's not mine.
It's not mine. It's not ours.
When A bounced off the car, that's his cell phone.